Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Regardless if a rhythm is shockable or not, part of managing every cardiac arrest includes considering reversible causes. To make things a little easier to remember, these can be listed as H's and T's. Hypo or hyperkalemia is something we should consider early based on the patient's history and easy to identify changes to the T wave on the ECG. Hypo or hyperkalemia as a reversible cause of cardiac arrest is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. If it's been a while since you've taken physiology, remember that heart muscle contraction and repolarization is dependent on certain ions crossing cellular membranes, specifically sodium, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. When a patient's potassium level gets too low or too high, hypokalemia or hyperkalemia results respectively. This can have mild to severe effects on the heart, even leading to cardiac arrest. So what are some things that might get us thinking about potassium imbalance as a possible reversible cause? There are two things I give thought to when considering hypo and hyperkalemia. First is the patient's history. Do they have medical conditions that would lead to potassium imbalance? Do they take medications that could affect potassium levels? And what recent medical treatments has the patient received? Some medical conditions related to the kidneys, such as acute kidney failure or chronic kidney disease, can affect potassium levels. Hypokalemia can result from diuretic medications used to treat high blood pressure or CHF, prolonged diarrhea, and use of laxatives or enemas. Hyperkalemia can result from kidney injury or disease, DKA, and ACE inhibitor or ARB medications used to treat high blood pressure. End-stage renal failure patients receiving dialysis are prone to both hypo and hyperkalemia, so ask when they were last dialyzed if possible. Second, do we see anything on the ECG? Patients with hypokalemia may have saggy or low amplitude T waves, while patients with hyperkalemia may have tall T waves on the ECG. The most accurate way to know if a patient is hypo or hyperkalemic is to get labs. A potassium less than 3 or greater than 6 should be treated as a reversible cause. For hypokalemia, the treatment is potassium replacement via a very slow IV push or a medicated drip. Hyperkalemia is treated by stabilizing cardiac membranes with administration of calcium, followed by an attempt to shift potassium into the cells via administration of insulin with glucose. Close monitoring of a patient's potassium should be part of post-arrest care if hypo or hyperkalemia was identified during a code. If you'd like a more detailed review of medical conditions and medications that can lead to hypokalemia or hyperkalemia, check out the June 30th podcast episode of Ninja Nerd. Rob and Zach go into a lot more detail than is needed for ACLS, but is good to know information. There isn't an episode link for me to place on the pod resource page at passacls.com, but the episode is listed in your preferred podcast player. If you found this review of hypo and hyperkalemia as a reversible cause of cardiac arrest helpful, take a second to leave a 5-star review and be sure to push the plus, subscribe, or follow button on your listening app so you don't miss other upcoming tips. Listening to a tip a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key points needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. If you're able, consider a donation to the American Cancer Society. For all of September and October, the donate link on PASS ACLS is going to my fundraising page for the American Cancer Society. I hope that you'll consider helping them in the fight against breast cancer. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.